Breakdown.
This is Sully Shapiro.
The Breakdown.
This is Vanity Fairy.
The Breakdown.
This is Broken Channel.
The Breakdown.
I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi.
The Breakdown.
This is Catherine Joseph.
The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan.
The Breakdown.
And you're listening to The Breakdown.
Breakdown.
You don't ask, you don't get. Am I worried? No stress. Don't cry, don't beg. I might forgive, but I no forget. Cause see problem, no threat. If you walk in the shadow of sense, you can't falter. So if you fall down, oh yeah, did it. Oh yeah, did it. Oh yeah, did it. Oh yeah, did it. Oh yeah, did it.
I gotta see it through. I gotta see it through.
For me, Ejo, Orieti law, Orieti law. When you see that I walk through, I be you day Chris. How'd you see I'm here? Pay me my respect. Oh yeah now. No go lose guard, no go lose guard. Orieti law, Orieti law. For your auntie, for me, Ejo.
You don't ask, you don't get. Am I worried?
That I walk through, I be you day Chris. How'd you see I'm here? Pay me my respect. Oh yeah now.
Oh yeah, today.
No go lose guard.
Oh yeah, today.
Orieti law. For your auntie, for me, Ejo.
Oh yeah, today.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown here on Sheffield Live. I'm going to turn myself up a little bit there in the microphone.
See, we're not echoing now. It's all
better.
Fine.
That's better. It's good to be back, Steve.
It is. It's good to have you back, is what I meant
to
say.
Thank you. Two very good shows last week with John and Jen the week before.
Yeah. I'm giving all the credit to that.
I've got to up my game today.
Yeah.
Little Sims started us off today. Surprise EP, Sugar Girl, came out yesterday. Four tracks on it. That was one called Open Arms, which featured Dealer. Producer Jacob is back on that, and it follows up from her album Lotus, which came out last year. We have a packed show. We always do. Carla J. Easton, Album of the Week.
Yeah.
New album by Muna to cover. Thousand Rabbits EP. We've got stuff from the first new music from a Beastie Boy in 15 years.
15 years, yeah.
Mike D. Something from last week's Album of the Week, Lip Critic, Charlie XCX, obviously. You missed Health last week.
I did. You admonished me about that already.
And you missed Casey Musgraves.
How dare
oh, the
you?
Album? Yeah. Yeah, I think we did have a track from
did
that.
Did you? Okay. What have you got?
Well, there's albums by Broken Social Scene, oh, course, and Licky yeah. Lee, yeah. and Cola, and Aldous Harding. Quite a big week for albums.
Oh, yes.
There might be some Lemon Twigs as well.
We better crack on,
we
then.
Better.
Okay, so last night we went out, a breakdown
we
outing.
We did.
We were out at Delicious Clam, a fantastic gig featuring student slasher film slash fiction, and the was it a co-headlining tour?
I don't know. I don't think it was a tour. I think just last fiction, we're putting that on for them, and they did an extended set.
Right.
Good.
Goo, from Keithley, you say. Had an album out last week. They played it front to back, and this track stood out for me. And you've done a radio edit, haven't you, Steve?
There's only one swear, and it's barely audible, but I thought just okay. on the safe side.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll do that, and then something from Lit Critic.
Something from Lit Critic, yeah.
Yes, from last week's album of the week, Theft World.
Yeah. This is Goo, and I Like Your Style.
I like your style!
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Cut them all down, say what is it for me. Cut them all down.
can't talk over an explosion, can I? Lip Critic, and from last week's album of the week, that was Two Lux. What was the title of the album? I've forgotten.
It was
Theft World.
Theft World. Yeah.
Yes. Did that chart?
101.
Oh.
Yeah.
Another one.
Follow-up to the debut Hex Dealer from a couple of years ago. Yeah. All right. Both albums released in May. They like it. We had Goo before that, didn't we?
We absolutely did. Single... First play on the show for Goo.
Was it?
It was, yeah.
A single from their album, which was out last week. So it's about time we played something from an album out this week.
Should we do the album of the week, as is customary?
Let's do it. Hold on.
Go on.
Shall we do it?
The Breakdown, album of the week.
It's that time.
It is that time.
We've never used it for that before.
We should do that more.
Maybe do that.
Yes, Carla Jayston. It's the follow-up to 2023's Sugar Honey from the Scottish songwriter, producer, and now filmmaker. Made an award-winning documentary since yesterday about the history of pioneering Scottish girl groups. This album was produced by Howard Billerman, who's produced Godspeed You Black Emperor, Wolf Parade, Leonard Cohen, and The Weather Station. None of those influences are evident on the album. It's an out-and-out pop album with guitars, because Carla Jayston normally was a keyboardist. Couldn't play the guitar before this album. Learned to play the guitar. A lot of guitar on this album, but it's full of excellent pop like this. Album's called I Think That I Might Love You, and this is Never Really Wanted to Stay.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste? Zone if no one else.
break out of it. What am I gonna do? They can't train me out of it. What am I gonna do?
Tinkling away there. A lovely track from Aldous Harding from Train on the Island. I'm just checking to see if it's her fourth or fifth album. Fifth? All right.
Is it fifth? Wow.
Fifth one. From her, out yesterday on 4AD Records, and was close to getting the album of the week. That accolade was taken by Carla J. Easton, who you heard before with something from her second record.
Fourth. I should have checked that. I think it's
in the two times.
I think it's fourth solo album.
I think it is. Yeah. What did we hear from that?
We heard Never Really Wanted You to Stay. No, Never Really Wanted to Stay. I Want You to Stay.
Good.
But I Didn't Want to Stay. From the album I Think That I Might Love You. There'll be another one from that in second hour.
All right. One of the kind of unspoken rules that we try to abide by is that if we both independently bring the same tracks, we will play them.
We've got a bit slack with that, though.
Bit of slack, but there's going to be a double now of two tracks which fit into that category, second of which is going to be the second track from R.I.P. Magic, who's one of the members of Sorry, isn't
it? Marco Pini, who's in Sorry.
Yes. Yes. A track which follows up his James Murphy-produced debut one.
Yeah.
What's that? Have you got it in front of you, the name of that one?
What, the song we played before?
No, the new one.
Oh, the new one is called Screwdark.
Screwdark.
Oh, word.
But first, 15 years since anything has been heard musically from any members of the Beastie Boys. Until this week, Mike D is back with a... Do we know if this is going to be an album or if this is just a standalone single at the moment?
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be an album, yeah, but I don't know anything yet.
Okay, so you're going to hear this. It's called Switch Up and then R.I.P. Magic.
Bad, 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 bad simple connection. It's not always there. Need some introspection. Then you check the connection. Then read the election. Then I check my connection. Switch up all I go to a different section. Do some self-reflection. Gotta take a pictures. I can't take the message. Somebody teach me something. Somebody teach me a lesson. I wrote the first impression. Oh, 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 oh. Switch up. Always lose track. I test this my stack. Some skills that I lack. I try to take the spin. I feel the deal to win. You try to riz me. It won't convince me. Can't wait for summer. I get all my problems back. I need an answer now. I need an ASAP. I need a switch up to get control again. Time for a switch up. And then we.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
It had a very sudden ending, that
song. R.I.P. Magic there. I forgot the name of the track again. Buzz something?
Screwdark.
Screwdark, kind of. In the vicinity.
Yeah, you're in the right area.
And it followed on from Mike D.
Mike D, yeah.
First new music for him for many, many, many years. I'm going to go now to a band who I think are... Are they from New York? I'm not sure, it doesn't say there. I do know that this band called Ia, all lowercase, they've had two albums so far. The most recent was called The Most Dear in the Future, which came out last year. And this track, Ne Plus Ultra, is a Latin phrase that means no further beyond. And this will be a nice way to go up to our first treble seven of the day. So, I better get started.
You better.
Are you videoing me right now?
I like those noises.
Denby, the type of skronks we like a lot here in the breakdown. So I don't think I said that Eel were a duo, but they are. Don't know their names, don't know much else about them, but I know that that was fantastic. Ne Plus Ultra, a track which came out and is available now for you to listen to.
I suppose it would be 2 years, wouldn't it?
2 years, yeah, probably. Yeah, that would make sense. Treble Seven time, over to you.
Me first.
What have you got for us?
Right, reverse order. I'm going to do... So last, you're going to hear a track from the Lemon Twigs. How many Interpols out of 10 do you think that's going to be?
At least 100.
Yeah, typically psychedelic power pop from Lemon Twigs' new album, Look For Your Mind. That will be the last track of the three. In the middle, Rural France, who is... Well, it's the work of Tom Brown, who we played before under his Teenage Tom Petty's guys, and Lone Striker, played both his previous projects. So this is an album that was also released yesterday, called Sloths.
Oh,
was that you?
It was me, I apologise.
And you're going to hear a track called Jukebox Weepy. We're going to kick it off with, also out this week, Chinese American Bear's third album, called Dim Sum and Then Some, which is a great title. From that, this is Land of Fun.
Yeah.
The Breakdown. Treble 7.
Drawing blood, it's like I got some presence behind me. Hello, hello, yes, I'm still here. Will you make it up to me? But how can I get through to her with another jukebox repeat? I'm done, overcome, making life so. When I talk to her, it's like a setting sun. We can feel the darkness rising up. Hello, hello, yes, I'm still here. Won't you make it up to me? But how can I get through to her with another jukebox? Hello.
You're Still My Girl from the Lemon Twigs sixth album. Look For Your Mind, that was out yesterday. Sixth album. Unbelievable.
Already.
Rural France before that, first playing the breakdown for them. I should also give credit to Rob Fawkes, who is also in that band. They're a duo. Tom Brown and Rob Fawkes. First album from Rural France. That was Jukebox Weepy from Sloths. And we kicked it off with Chinese American Bear from their third album, Dim Sum and Then Some. You heard Land of Fun. And they're playing in Sheffield on the 20th of May at Yellow Arch.
Boards of Canada aren't playing in Sheffield, but they do have their fifth album out on the 29th of May, and the first two tracks from it came out 2 days ago on Thursday. One's kind of an introduction to the second. So we're going to go for Prophecy at 1420 megahertz. Should we watch the videos we're doing it? I'll press play on here and then we'll watch the video.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's my longest track of the day.
Thank you.
That's Boards of Canada, Prophecy at 1420 megahertz. Don't think I said what the name of the album was going to be. I should have done. It's going to be... Where is it? Inferno. Out on May the 29th. Follow-up to 2013's Tomorrow's Harvest. Right.
Yes, right.
Something out yesterday. What are we having?
Well, let's go with something from the Broken Social Scene album. Their sixth album. Right, I'm going to give you three either way. How many people are listed as members of Broken Social Scene on Wikipedia?
Current members.
It just says members. So anybody who's, I think it's anybody who's ever been a member.
Three either way. 12.
28.
28.
28.
Okay.
Currently, yeah, I think there's six or seven of them currently. It's their sixth album. I just said that, didn't I? Remember the Humans is the name of it. And this is Only the Good I Keep. And what are we going to follow it with?
We're going to go to something from the Health EP, Addendum, which came out last week. I'm just working out which one to play from that. The add on to Rat Wars Conflict DLC, which came out at the end of last year.
You've got 3 minutes and 27 seconds to decide.
Okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
This is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Health for the 62nd time on The Breakdown.
Yes, edging them to within seven of Jens Lehmann.
Is it within seven now? So the track you heard is called Ruin from the Addendum EP, which came out last week and brings the Rap Wars Conflict DLC saga, as they put it, to an end. They're touring that later in the year. Okay, 4 minutes. You better get that one on quick.
Yes, Space Moth. We played Do We Exist a few weeks ago. That was the lead single from the new album Inward Eye, coming out at the end of June. This new one is as good, I'd say. This is called Internet Fantasy. Internet Fantasy from Space Moth from the album Inward Eye, out on the 26th of June.
You've not left me with much time in this hour now.
That's all right, though.
But that's okay.
You can do it.
Because Charlie XCX is back. With a new album coming out later this year. Is it going to be called Rock Music? I think it might be. Anyway, the single is, and it's the last thing you're going to hear in this hour. Sheffield Legends for the 4 o'clock classic on the other side of this.
I reckon.
Yeah, we're on to the next. I think the dancer is back.